Run! Go! Get to the jibber jabber!
Hey Valerie! It's on Apple Podcasts and Podomatic! Freaking awesome!
Welcome to the Jibber Jabber Podcast! This week we're talking about toys and how good they used to be and how shape they are. J-Mac, how's it going?
Very, very good. Just to clarify what type of toys we're talking about here. Sex toys.
Nah,
we're just talking about toy toys. Like toys you play with as a child. As an innocent little child. Before the stresses of life take hold.
Yes, absolutely. What brought this to our peripheral vision was literally recently I went to shop with my child who wanted to pick. He goes into this little shop and it's like £3 for £1 or something like that. Sell old beat toys. He went in, he said, oh yeah, there's Darth Vader. Who was the other one? Darth Vader, Spider-Man. The Spider-Man was quite funky, by the way. He looked like he had one too many joints. Not like smoking joints, kind of like the joints in his body. So he had like one too many of them. And who was the third guy? Oh yeah, it was like a white stormtrooper. But it was like with a hint of yellow, like somebody pissed on him and left him in piss. But he was adamant he wanted it, so I was like, alright, okay then. And as I looked up, who did I see sitting on a shelf just above $2.99? None other than a 1993 Robocop. I was like, mate, fucking they, mate. So I picked him up. Even just the weight on it, right? He buttoned his chest to press it, and he was like, away the law! And his wee eye lights up, you know, his Cyclops eye. Yeah, I've never forgotten here, listen. And he says this also. Obey the law. Freeze! And then it's like, I assume that's his body moving. However, I don't ever remember him saying, freeze! It's more, dead or alive, you're coming with me!
Aye. That was the most famous line. Serve the public trust. Protect the innocent. Uphold the law.
Objective 4, classified, because you can't erase folk in OCP.
So today we're going to be talking about toys and how fucking banging they were when we were kids, because this is kind of, you know, 1993, I was 2 years old, so this is the kind of thing that we started talking about when I had literally showed Jordan this cool ass Robocop, a wee couple of rusted nails on it, a little badge on his head. So we came up with the idea, maybe we should talk on a podcast about toys that were banging. And toys that are just no banging new. So we're going to go ahead and do that after we listen to this guy tell you a wee ad. So make sure you subscribe before you end up like that, boy. Alright? So, to the heart of the show, J-Mac, what was your most favourite toy when you were a child? Let's rewind actually a little bit. You were, what, toy playing ages, say maybe 3? We'll go with 3-year-old. So when you were 3, the year was what?
1987-88.
Damn, so Kevin wasn't even a thought yet. Right, so in those years, what was your favourite toy?
Honestly, I can't remember. I can't remember being that young. But like just my general kind of childhood memories, my favourite toys. See, it's a hard one for me because I had a twin sister, so we kind of played with each other's toys quite a lot.
We kind of played with each other. Toys a lot.
Jesus Christ, man. There's never an appropriate time to make a joke like that.
Sorry.
So, when it came to toys that I know were my own, I had a Lion-O and Panthro from Thundercats. Just three action figures. And I remember them quite vividly. I actually had two Lion-Os and I don't know why. And they were both exactly the same. Like, exactly the same.
Yeah.
They were probably 5-6 inch figures. Yeah, they didn't even do anything. They didn't, like, there was no, like, karate chop action or anything like that. It was just, they were just simple wee action figures, but I loved them. I think it was because of the kind of sexual male physique.
Damn! when you were a child, did Superman have a bulge in the nipples or what?
We'll be back after this. I don't know, man.
Well, come on. toys went through a stage of being more sexualized for the most part, and then the world got all anal and you befriended me, and now toys pretty much are just fucking lucky bag lollipops.
This is going down a wee road I didn't expect. So Kev, tell me about these sexualized toys that you mentioned.
Well, just there were certain toys, like Batman would have nipples, big nipples. No,
I never had Batman toys.
Fuck,
I had a Batmobile. I had a wee like metal diecast Batmobile. That was cool.
Yes. Did you have the Batwing? I had the Batwing. Did you have the Batwing?
No, I never had the Batwing. Nope. It was just a car. and it was just like it wasn't a big one. It was kind of like a Hot Wheel sized one. But it had the yellow bat symbol on the side of it. It was cool. I remember really quite liking that. So, like I said, like vividly, I remember Lion-O and Panthro being my favourite kind of toys, but I did have other things that we'll talk about shortly. But what was yours?
Well, I'll walk you down a wee story, right? I'm sure I've said this story before. So when I was a child, my youngest memories of having a big white sack. Right. It was like a worky sack. Now, this white sack was made of it was like one of the sacks you see in a building site that holds sand. Right?
Yeah. A canvas sack.
But right, but except it was made for not sand. It wasn't that big. But it was like
not sand. What he was trying to say was it wasn't actually a sandbag, it was made from not sand.
Right, so it was made, or it was the size of, if you could imagine your average bin liner, right, and it times that by three, so it's quite big, right, and this is where all my toys stayed. And the earliest memory of toys I had was this sack that had all these toys in it. Fast forward, my mum and dad split up, that sack goes up my grand's loft for like 10 years, so I never seen my toys again, and then I got sold at this crab at sale that I had to watch! I had to watch as people were buying my fucking priceless alien. Anyways, the toys I had in that sack were my favourite, right, because these are the ones I can remember. So, I had the Power Rangers, yes, but I'm not talking, not strictly just the Power Rangers, when you pull the Morpher down, and its belly opens up, its head twists. I had a couple of them, but I also had the Power Rangers that were literally just solid. The feet didn't move, the arms didn't move, they were just rubber. And the only thing you could do was go at it and you go, and you could pop them in two.
I remember
them. Did you have them?
I remember
them. Did you ever chew the head? Did you ever chew the head? Tell me you chewed the head.
Dude, I've actually got a whole thing I wanted to say about chewable toys.
Oh man, well we'll get to that, we'll get to that. But yeah, these Power Rangers, literally, they didn't move. They're just stuck as is. But I had so much fun with them. I had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle truck.
Alright, I remember
the original truck, yeah. You have Krang, Raph, you know, all the Ninja Turtles, and the Foot Clan. They were all there, Rocksteady, Bebop. So I played them. Batman, I had this very silver Batman. It was made of like chrome. It looked like chrome. You never had a cape though.
Oh, that's bizarre.
I had Superman, and do you know what else I had? Robocop. And his face came away, and you could see Murphy's face. You could take the front bit of his face off, and you'd be able to see Murphy's his head. I had the Terminator, the John Connor. My dad had the Terminator. He's away now. I had Wolverine. Yellow Wolverine before Hugh Jackman.
Do you know, it is really screwed up that there was toys for Robocop.
Yeah, that's right, because it was an adult movie, and yet here we are.
Aye, the same with Terminator. I mean, why were there toys being made for... I mean, it's different if you go and buy an Eric Draven 12-inch action figure or model, something like that. It's like that's something that a collector would have. But these were actual toys, like with wee buttons on them, made their arms move and shit. So
yeah,
why were they marketed to kids? I can't quite figure that out.
Well, they knew that kids were going to buy them. Do you know another thing? Do you remember when Tamagotchis were called cyber pets?
Yes, I do actually.
How many times did they die on you?
I had one once, it died. I didn't even reset it. I was like, this is shite.
There used to
these
be a
are
thing
pointless.
Well, they are quite shite. I gotta give you that. They're quite attached. Do you remember was it Mr. Frosty? Used to be an advert for a TV, like a snowman, and you'd show you all these like kind of slush puppy things.
Aye.
I never got one, but I always wondered if they were all worth the rage. Because one thing about being a parent now is I know that when you see something on TV and the kids are like, oh, I want that, and you go, this is going to be great, and you get it, you're like, that's actual shite. That may just be a thing of the time. That may just be a thing of the time.
Yeah, I mean,
did you have a Frosty?
Do you know what? There's something telling me that one of my sisters might have had one. If I'm right, then tell us in the comment section on the community page. I think one of them had one, but it's like clearly within 24 hours you realise that they're actually shit. But it's like you'll make one or two things successfully and then it just stops working properly or it gets all sticky or gets gummed up or I don't really remember. I'm sure one of them had one, but that's all right. They'll keep me right on that. The two of them are the top commenters anyway, so.
Well, one thing I imagine they would have had was a Polly Pocket.
Yes, I'm sure my twin sister had a Polly Pocket.
They were all right, by the way. Even I had a shot at a Polly Pocket. Did you ever have the fries, the transformable fries, McDonald's fries?
It's ringing a bell. Explain a bit more.
So it was like you used to have. It was like a little fry, but you could pull the little bit down, like at the front, and it would turn into a robot.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I had that, but I remember seeing it. Like I had a lot of friends that had toys that I didn't, which is the case for everybody. You always want the toys that your friends have that you don't have, and you remember the ones you don't have.
See,
kind of thing.
That's where I'm struggling now because. I'm at that age now where there's a lot of toys I remember that I can't remember if they were mine or my pal's.
Yeah, I'm
like that. There's some that I do know, like my mate Stuart, he had a Terminator action figure that was cool because it was it's like the stomach panel came off and it exposed like his
yes,
cybernetics and stuff like that. Aye, that was really cool. Thing is. What I was saying earlier, what I was saying about these chewable toys, there's something about the plastic that action figures and that were made of back when we were kids that was
tasty.
It's not that it tasted good, it felt nice. It sounds really, really weird. Like the stuff they use now, the stuff they use now is just, it's thin, it's almost like, what's the best way to describe it? Everything feels like an Easter egg that's been in the freezer. Do you know, just like it would crack at the slightest bash. And it's a different type of plastic now. It's like hard and crisp, whereas the stuff we had when we were kids, it's like you could rub it on your teeth and it would be kind of satisfying. I don't know, this is really perverted.
There's someone at home right now listening to this. Yes, absolutely. Do you remember the little games you'd get in the bath? They always get them for Christmas or something.
Oh, I remember them. They were full of water, and you used the wee pumps on your side to try and get the wee rings over the hoops, or get the wee fish into the net, or a wee basketball. There was one with a basketball you had to get in the hoop. I remember.
And how crazy was it? How crazy was it that even then, right, we could get lost in games like that, and now you can't. You know, the kids these days have like iPads and stuff, and they get bored so easily. They watch in front of them.
Oh, absolutely. How mad is that? Do you know? I was at the circus today. And,
yes. If you haven't seen already, go to the community page where I shared a video of John's dad.
Yeah, I actually don't think you did, by the way. All it is a comment.
I tried to.
All it is a comment saying that who says I can't dance. So you haven't seen it. So we were at the circus and it was good, quite a decent circus. I've not been since God knows when. No animals anymore, obviously, that's not allowed. But I was quite happy about that, to be honest. Not, I remember my last memory of going to the circus was, this is reeking as shite. Like, really, really stinking as shit, just because of the animals they had. So, we had a good time. So we all get back into the car. We're literally in the car for 30 seconds and my kid starts going, "Mummy, I'm bored." It's like, are you fucking kidding me? So we've literally just walked out the circus, we've sat in the car and you're saying, "I'm bored." Yeah. It's like we can't go on a long car journey without him watching something on the phone and stuff like that. But when we were kids, we didn't even have that. We could play with our toys in the back, or we could maybe try and read if it didn't make you feel sick in the car.
That's true. Game Boy games.
Mm.
That's what I play.
But I give some of that credit to just how good toys were.
Yes.
you could felt
just... after you put your toy down, you felt accomplished. You felt, hey, that was a session.
I remember being excited about showing people my toys. Remember that? Like you'd get excited about an adult coming around so you can show them your toy. Thinking they actually gave half a shit.
Yeah. I get it. I definitely get it. You know, the thing is, though, like, with toys, you know, it wasn't just a toy. It was imagination. You get a toy and, like, you know, I've got Terminator versus Wolverine and John Connor's a bad guy. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
There's no limits. And then, by the way, see, when you take them into the bath, it then becomes a shark. They're all united, you see.
That's true. Right? The level of imagination we had as kids was astounding compared to what they've got now. Because it had to be. I mean, we're pretty much at that stage where when we were kids was what it was like for our parents. Like, we feel the same way about the next generation now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm kind of getting sidetracked. Sidelines a different thing. Moron. You play with RoboCop again?
Yeah.
You can't put them down, honestly.
No, mate. That's just that. I mean, look at that. This RoboCop I hold here in my hand. Raised. His eye lights up, you know, just even the sheer weight of him. Toys were toys back then. As we start to grow older, toys became technology, as they do naturally, right? And then the Game Boy was a thing. Did you have a Game Boy?
Nope.
You didn't have a Game Boy? Yeah. I still have a Game Boy. I'm the kind of guy that likes to buy a lot of old nostalgic stuff because, I don't know, I've just got a real soft spot for it. So I still have a Game Boy. Sitting in my drawer upstairs with Mario, all the Pokemon games. And I tell you, you talk about when you met with your pal and you wanted to show them your toy. See, when you were playing Pokemon on the Game Boy, and you went to your pals and you're like, "Who did you get? Who have you got? Oh, I've got this." And the trades began, and the Link battle, by the way. That's what, for gaming, for me, that's what gaming was all about, being with your pal.
I'm gonna timestamp this right now. We're now 18 minutes in, and I'm timestamping it because this is the moment where I'm saying this is the last time I sit and listen to anything about Pokemon.
Pokemon games were good, man. You'd probably like them. I found that I've actually been playing with my kids. The most recent Pokemon game is called Pokemon Moon. And I actually found a Pokemon that looks just like Falcon. Right? And I know you're probably thinking to yourself, fuck off. There's a Pokemon. It was just like Falcor, and I made it my absolute mission to get this Pokemon, right? And I got it, and its name is Drampa. Tell me that's not Falcor.
It's a bit Falcor-y, aye.
It's definitely... I was like, no way, this guy's got a fucking Falcor. I was like, what's its name? But yeah, I now have a Falcor. And the best of it is, its description says, it loves children. I was like, fuck off. If that's not just a Falcor ripoff. Genuinely.
That's an homage. Right, I'm going to timestamp it again in 19 minutes. This is the last time I'm going to listen to anything about Pokemon.
So we'll now go to the Pokemon toys then that I got later on in my childhood.
Let's talk about a cool toy from when I was a kid.
Biker mice.
Boglins.
Boglins?
Boglins. You don't remember Boglins. Boglins were...
It does ring a bell.
They were made of like this... I mean, you can probably tell by the name Boglin. It's a type of monster or goblin.
Yes, I do remember that hair.
And they were made of like some kind of latex rubber. Some of them had hair. Some were bald. But they tend to be green or brown and colours like that. And basically, they were like fist-sized puppets. Now, the whole face, the face of the thing was the size of your fist, and it just had arms poking out the sides of it. And you could, I remember we had one that had like glow-in-the-dark eyes that you could move with a wee mechanism inside. And basically, you could just look at it and wiggle it. And it was just entertaining hours. That was awesome. It was actually, I believe it was actually my older brother who had the Boglin.
Boglin's awesome.
Yeah.
I do remember them.
Boglins were really, really good fun. Like, we were talking about the quality of toys back then. Now, obviously, I had Thundercats. I also had He-Man toys. Now, He-Man, obviously, I wish I still had them because they're probably worth a fair bit now. But I remember also, you know how like kids get kind of dress up costumes these days, or, and they're all quite flimsy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I had a He-Man body armor, kind of set, and honestly, man, the quality of this thing was so good. There was one time my big brother, who would have been about 12 or 13 at the time, I had this on, so I goes to him and he's like, "Brian, punch me as hard as you can in the chest." Because like, I knew I'd be fine. So he literally goes for it. Absolutely skelts me in the chest. And do you know, he broke his wrist.
No way.
No, he didn't. It caved right the fuck in and I was winded to shit. It's like, punch me as hard as you can. He was like, "All right." I'm like,
God. Do you know what else I had, actually? Was the Ghostbusters fucking, you know, the wee thing you would stand on?
Oh, the ghost box thing.
I had that.
The wee thing with the stripes on it.
Yes.
And it was a foot pump.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Even had wheels in it, so you could roll it out. It's like, wee plastic squeaky wheels. It was actually my pal Stuart that had that again. Shout out to Stuart.
Sake, Stuart. You know, I had a... I'll tell you, I'm mourning about Christmas, right? Because as I lead you to the next toy I was going to talk about. I woke up one morning, my brother and my sister was tiny at the time, so she was in her bed. I woke up Christmas morning, went through... This was back when Christmas used to have those dodgy decorations on, you know, they would be on the ceiling.
The concertina hangs.
Mate, where did they go? They died a death.
I think you can still actually get them for like retro sites, and they're not vintage or anything. They are brand new.
But no one ever uses them.
I'd be tempted to get them again, man. They're absolute top class tack.
Right, absolutely. And how good is it for Christmas as well? Right. Now this brings me to my point. I woke up Christmas morning, yes, we're up before the parents, of course, sitting in our jammies we got the night before, you know, for Christmas Eve, sitting there, and strict warnings from the parents the night before. This was back when my dad was still there and I was very young. And this was AC SAC, like BC before SAC, BS before SAC, right? So I was still very, very young. Before SAC, remember I told you about the toy SAC that I had?
Oh, sorry, aye.
this was before the sack existed, so it was BS, right? And I woke up, and you go into the living room. Yes, Santa's obviously been, because there's a couch full of all the presents to say my name on. So we're sitting there, and I looked at my brother Stephen. Stephen, should we open? Mum and Dad says don't, because if you do, you'll be in big trouble. We can't do it. I'm like, oh, okay. But what about that present over there? I can see that present over there. It's kindly ripped already. I might as well just open it. Ah, you might as well. So I ripped open this one present. Yes! It was a dragonfly. Do you remember the dragonfly?
No.
You would sit it on a wee... I mean, you still get them now, but they're not the same, right? It'd be this thing, this fucking fantasy-looking thing. And it'd have these two long arms that were like wings. And you'd stick it on a wee thingy. And you'd pull it and it'd fly up in the air. And get caught in those dodgy decorations, yeah, right? So it got caught in those dodgy decorations, right? I was like, "Nay way, dragonflies, yay!" Then I said to my brother again, "Well, that one's a wee bit open." He's like, "No, it's not." It is, look. I might as well open that one as well. Opened it. By the time my mum and dad got up, I had opened all my presents, right? My brother hadn't, right? And I remember getting in trouble. And then, you know what I remember, right? As I was sitting at the side like this, playing with my toys, and my family are looking at me with disdain going, taking pictures of my brother and sister. You can't get pictures with your present because you've already opened them. We can't take pictures now of you opening your presents because they're open.
Mate, that would be social services like, when you're done now.
Nowadays, huh? But they just looked back at me and they're like, this was supposed to be you. But now you can't because you've opened them. Told you to open them. And I'm like, ha ha ha. I opened them anyway, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, the excitement of Christmas mornings, man. That was something. Actually, one thing I said is that I do remember playing with a lot of my sisters getting toys as well. And remember, she had a Spirograph. Do you remember Spirograph?
No.
No. It was basically, like, what's the best way to describe it? It was like these wee cogs with holes in them, and you had a big kind of frame that fit the cog, and you would just basically put a pen through one of the holes and just move the cog around.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember
get
these
them. Kind of geometric patterns come out.
Yes. You still get them now.
Aye, so she had that. She also had something called Light Bright. Do you remember Light Bright?
Light Bright.
Yeah.
Not recalling it.
Light Bright was basically, it was like a black, it was a box, it was like a cream or white coloured box with a black front and back, and had wee pinholes in it, and you put these wee different coloured pegs in the holes, and you press the button and it lit up with those colours.
Yes,
with those colours.
I do remember them.
It looks like Dynamo for Running Man.
Yeah.
But that was something I loved playing with, and I just remembered one of my other favourite toys. I actually Googled them a wee while ago, and I found them for sale on eBay for about £60. I was so tempted. It was the Tomytronic 3D. Do you remember that?
Tomytronic,
and it was basically like not a headset, but you would kinda, you would hold it up like binoculars. It looked like binoculars.
Oh yeah, yes.
And you would just kind of look through, and you had buttons on the side to control the vehicle, whether it be a car or a spaceship or whatever. I had the one with the car, and you basically just had to dodge other cars. Mm-hmm. And had the worst sound effects in it that I can ever remember. But like the accelerator, like when you were accelerating, it would go.
Yes.
That was it. You would change lanes, it would just go beep, beep. Man, and then when you crashed, if you crashed into a car, it would go.
It's the equivalent to all the old Atari games, I suppose.
It was probably worse. The thing is, it basically worked. It was like a. It was like playing a game on a digital clock.
There were so many good toys. Mm. Do you remember when board games for Christmas used to be a thing? Mousetrap.
Guess Who.
It was quite the thing getting a board game.
MB were the masters of the board game.
Yes. I mean, do they still have them?
Probably. Probably.
There must be like a rapid decline in board game players.
Things people like. You ever seen the board games, so called board games, and like Home Bargains and that?
Yeah. Fucking shit.
Literally got one for my kid the other day where you use a fishing hook to pick up lumps of shite. Not even joking.
No. I got one quite similar recently for my kids. It's these were from the 90s, but it's kind of still transcended to now. It's like a fishing pond and they've all got these fish. And each of them grab a fishing pole and the fish go up with their mouth and you have to kind of just put what
they've been about since I was wee. They've been about
I've actually got one in great condition. The thing is though, when my kids play with them and my daughter Emily takes more than Harry throws a tantrum and
I'm no playing, he's cheating.
It's not cheating, Harry, you gotta try harder.
I'm not playing.
That's funny. It's like, she's not cheating, Harry, you're just shite at it.
It's true. Right, see my son Harry, he'll refuse to play a game that's got competition in it because he doesn't want to lose. He's like, nah, fuck that, I'm losing. Right, so if I say to him, you know, do you want a shot of this old Xbox that I've got? And I'm talking about the original one, you know. I bet you at Rocky, the original Rocky game. I beat you on that device. But I say to Harry, I'm like, hey, Harry, you want a shot? We'll play Mortal Kombat or something.
I'm not playing Mortal Kombat. I don't want anything me fighting in it. I just want one player.
I'm trying to think of other things here.
Do you remember on the old Commodore, there was a game called Robocop versus Terminator?
I remember it for the Mega Drive.
What? They actually brought out Mega Drive as well?
Yeah, they had that Mega Drive. Eh?
I had a Mega Drive and I never had that on Mega Drive, but I had it on the Commodore 64.
I don't remember it on that. See, it was my brother that had the Commodore 64. He would let us play it occasionally, but when it takes 4 days for a game to load, it's a bit of a pain in the ring. Brian, can I get a shot at your Commodore 64? It's like, aye, come and see me next week when it's loaded.
Yeah, that was a really good game. That, do you know what it was? It was on the Sega, it was on the Nintendo, it was on the Commodore.
Still pickles my fucking brain how they can put a computer game on a tape.
I know. On a floppy disk game.
There's a machine at my work that still runs off a floppy disk.
No way.
Yeah, man.
They need to update that shit, mate.
No, it's just these machines last forever.
Suppose they were made to last back then. Yeah. Same as toys. Hence why I've got like a... Well, I mean, how many years is that? 25 years this fucking toy's been going and it's still in perfect condition. I wouldn't say perfect. There's a wee scuff on his head. A wee scuff. But, you know, I've got scuffs and I'm 27, so. So he's been alright.
I'm going back to my early memories here again. So I talked about the Tomytronic 3D. There was also Stretch Armstrong was new when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love Stretch Armstrong. I actually had two Stretch Armstrongs because I used to keep all my toys in a toy box, and then one day I went in to get Stretch Armstrong, and it had exploded over all my other toys. Like, basically, I opened it and put my hand in, and I'm covered in this goo shit. And then my dad sees it, he's like, "Oh, get your hands washed. We don't know what that is." He thought it could have been battery acid or something. And then we found Stretch just all fucking flat indeed. So I got another one the following year, because that was the only time we got toys was at Christmas and birthdays, because our parents knew how to kind of make these things special. With, I think, a lot of people, including myself, I think we've lost that. We just buy our kids shit all the time. We're such bad consumerists.
You're right. And you know what's funny? I was in your house before we'd done the takeover, and Murray had a Stretch Armstrong. Yep.
No, he didn't. No, he had a Stretch Batman.
Oh yeah, so it was.
Yeah, it was a Batman. They weren't the same. Also didn't stretch as far as a Stretch Armstrong. I still remember the Stretch Armstrong box. They said stretches up to 1.5 meters. Like,
fuck yeah, America.
But remember when you first get Stretch Armstrong, it's like a fucking workout tool. Yes. It's so hard. So you really need to work at them to soften them up. It's kind of the opposite of how a real man works. And my sister, she had this game called Dream Phone. Do you remember Dream Phone?
Dream Phone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to familiarize myself.
I can't remember how the game worked, but basically you got given these cards that had these guys on it, like pictures of these guys with names like Luke and Dave and Chad and stuff like that. They would all look like they were for Beverly Hills 90210, and you had this big pink phone, and you used to have to dial the number on the card. And you'd be like,
you did play with your sister.
Hi, it's me,
stuff.
Dave. Yeah, man, I used to play that shit with my sister.
Oh, Nave. let's go down another tunnel here then, right? What female toys did you play with and enjoy? Right, you had a sister, I had a sister, your sister obviously was the same age, my sister's younger, so I suppose they still had the same kind of toys though. What toys did you play with that belonged to your sister that you actually really enjoyed? For me, Polly Pocket, for sure. You could get the Batman ones as well, Polly Pocket. Have the Joker and all that, and the Riddler.
Yeah, I think I can remember that. I remember like really like, enjoying some of our toys, but a lot of them were kind of unisex, like Spirograph and Light Bright and things like that. Dreamforce.
Unisex. Shut up, unisex. Next, you'll be telling me Dreamphone was fucking unisex.
No, Dreamphone was definitely for girls. used to be able to say that when we were kids as well, that certain toys are for boys and certain toys are for girls. Apparently, you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. Who's to say he doesn't want to play that ball on my child? On the fucking shit. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine Murray's face if I just ignored the whole thing and just started buying him girls' toys. He'd freak out, man.
He would notice, Jinky, he'd be like, wait a minute, Dad, that's for girls.
Yes, he's certainly at that age now. I actually tested it out the other day because we were buying him new trainers, and I picked up this pair with unicorns and that on them. I was like, Murray, do you want these? And he's like, no, they're for girls. I was like, good man.
Do you know what's funny? You know what's really funny is I've never in any way in my whole life, and this isn't even intentional, I've never said to Harry ever, that's a girls, that's for girls, or anything. I've always just let him play with what he plays with, right? And he will occasionally pick up my daughter's wee shoes that are like, you know, those wee high heel things and wee pink plastic things. They put them on and walk about, right, for a laugh, right? Here's the thing. Recently, I went into a food court up in Livingston Centre, Scotland, right? And Harry was sitting on a wee chair that was the kids' section. Sitting on a wee chair, got up, brought his chair around to me, and was like, I'm like, Harry, sit down, what are you doing?
I don't want that tea, it's a pink one. I want a blue one. I'm not having a girl's sheet.
Right? That's naturally came to him. I've never in my world ever said pink's for girls or anything like that. He just knows.
Who'd have thought that males and females would have different traits naturally?
I know.
Anyway, we're really going off on a tangent here. Like,
Hard not to nowadays. Man.
Remember cap guns?
Cap guns, mate. Hell yeah, boy. Chuck a tat. No, well, right, and the tatty guns as well.
Oh, like solid die cast tatty guns.
Aye, man, you could actually throw it at somebody and fucking kill them.
You could.
No saying I tried it, like.
Do you remember snappers?
Yes, you can still buy them. A nice place in Mid-Cawdor, there's two shops, but it's the one right across the road from the, right around the corner for the Black Bill, in Mid-Cawdor. You can go in there and it costs 50 pence for a box of snappers. One thing that always got me about snappers, why did it come with that stuff that it comes in?
Sawdust.
Aye.
Just to keep them apart.
In case they all explode.
Aye, so they don't bump into one another basically when they're in the box. Otherwise you're selling a box, they snapped.
Man, it's funny, those things are still alright. I've got them for my kids, and again it's that whole generational thing. What are these? So I just throw them in the pot. Alright, cool.
So hours of entertainment for us, man.
Yes, and
everybody did
yes.
it where they'd get like 10 and unravel them and put them on in one.
Or you put them down on the floor and jump on them.
Do you remember, this is a bit later on in my life, but do you remember bomb bags?
Bomb bags? Is that sexual?
No, they were quite popular very briefly when I was at school. The reason they became unpopular is because everybody banned them. But it was basically, it had, I think inside it had baking soda and like a wee cap that you would burst inside the bag. And I think it had vinegar in it. And when you mix those two, it just froths up until the wee bag explodes.
That rings a bell.
How it was a toy, I don't fucking know. It just seemed like an accident waiting to happen, but people would let them off in school corridors and that, and they were fucking loud as well.
Bomb bags, yes, they do ring a bell, along with them and stink bombs and stuff.
That's stink bombs. My brother was a bad one for stink bombs.
Oh, I was really bad for stink bombs. Really good. I evacuated a full school class one time. I also evacuated a shop. Well, I know what the worst part is. See, the shop that I evacuated, it's like 2 years ago. Well, I shall walk you through the story, right? Dynamic Earth. Right? I was going to Dynamic Earth with a wife. It would have been about just over 3 years ago, right? Just before Harry was born, or just as Harry was born. We'll go to Dynamic Earth. So we head to Dynamic Earth. Had a great time there. Let's go to this wee shop. But I'd previously, before I went to Dynamic Earth, bought a box of stink bombs. And you get like four in a packet.
Why did you buy stink bombs?
Mate, just, it's nostalgia. I saw them in a shop and was like, fuck, they sell stink bombs. I'm buying some. Right? So I took these stink bombs out with me. Right? And I said to the wife, I'm like, look, see these stink bombs, by the way. Have you ever smelt one? No. How do they even work? What are they? And I'm like, well, here it is. It's a wee vial. And what you basically, you throw it and it'll smash. Or what I usually do is I put it down and stand on it discreetly. Right? I said, and I'll tell you this. The smell that comes off it. She was like, no, I write. I'm like, behold, we're walking a co-op, right? It was a co-op across the road from Dynamic Earth. Right? I walk down an aisle and I'm like, right, put it down. I went, and I goes, walk, right? So I can't smell none, right? Literally, before we made it from the end of the aisle, straight up to the exit, the smell fucking hit us just as we exited, right? She's like, you bastard, right? We went out. And I'm like, keep walking, Lauren. She's like, they'll no go. I'm like, keep walking. We walked, right? Looked back. The full shop was coming out onto the street. She's like, get to the car. You can get us in trouble. I'm like,
you fucking child. Honestly. But see, when I was a kid, like, you could stink outside.
when I was in primary, not primary, when I was in third year, here's, it just goes to show my very pleasant reputation at school. I was, you know, Stifler in American Pie.
Yeah.
That was me. But in a way, I was like that, but I wasn't a complete dick. I don't. People got on with me and laughed along with me. No, I wasn't laughing always at people, all the time. So everything was always in jest, and people always knew that if they were gonna say, hey, this is a great idea, people would come up with ideas of stupid shit to do and go, hey, Kev, right? Because they're not daft enough to do it, right? Anyhow, I had a stink bomb in school. I went up to the very top floor in Whitburn Academy. I don't know if you went to the same school. The math department. Right at the top. Went into a class. Here we are. Class has just started. It's the second last period of the day. And I'm right at the back of the class. And I had a fellow friend called Angus. Shout out to Angus, who never listened to this podcast, ever, probably. Right? But good childhood friend of mine, Angus, right? And I'm sitting next to Angus, and he was quite an aligned with me. He was my, if it wasn't me, it was him, right? And we were those kind of guys that would laugh like fuck when the other person's getting shouted at and then cause the other person to laugh and then we're both being shit, right? At some point, I need to do a podcast just about shit Angus and I done, right? Because there's so much shit that's just too good. Anyways, I said to Angus, I've got to stay home. Yeah, throw it, set it off. I'm not doing it, man. You do it. I'm not doing it. So what I've done is that right behind me, there was like a cabinet with like files in it, and it wasn't heavy. So I just
was that a filing cabinet?
Aye, filing cabinet, right? A cabinet with files in it. That's a filing cabinet.
Exactly. Just say filing cabinet, you dick. There was a cabinet with like files in it.
Right. Aye. It was fucking. Right. So I pushed it forward, and I placed the stink bomb under it, but because it was such a light filing cabinet, right, that it was literally just sitting on it. So the stink bomb was under it, and the cabinet was just over it. And I said, I guess I'll put it on there. And then he swings back on his seat and just puts his elbow on it. And then he goes, right? And then, right? That smell engulfs us, right? And I'm like howling, because I'm like, here we go, right? And the whole class just goes, oh, right? And then some wee daft in the class is like, I can smell a toilet smell.
Right. A toilet smell.
Right, so the teacher gets up and he's like, right, everybody, evacuate the class. We're going to go and find another classroom. So we all get taken into another classroom. We all sit down and literally the teacher looks down at me and goes, Kevin, Angus, go and see the head teacher. I'm like, about what? Just go see them. I'm like, okay. I go to the head teacher. So it's come to my attention, because he was one of those fucking stick up the ass kind of guys. It's come to my attention. He had a fucking Bart Simpson poster. Did you ever go down to the head teachers? They call them the rector. The rector. Right?
No.
Well, he had a fucking Bart Simpson poster in his office, and it was Bart like looking scared saying, it wasn't me, I swear. Right? And I was sitting there, and he's like, it's come to my attention that someone set off a stink bomb. And it was you. I'm like, there's no proof, there's no evidence. And what makes you think it's me? And I love how you just automatically assume it was me, and nothing was said about it. You just automatically assumed it was me. Well, was it you? In my head, I'm like, well, fuck yeah. Outward, I'm like, of course not. I'll never do that. But it was definitely me. So if he's still alive and listening, big up to the rector and his sixth sense. There's my stink bomb story.
Jesus Christ. Do you know, stink bombs are like real farts in a way? Because they're smellier to other people than
yeah,
they are to you.
That's,
do you know,
that's
like, if you set off a stink bomb, you can sit and go, oh.
But, like, oh, that's
if somebody else does it, it's like, ah, jeez.
It's true, isn't it? Why do you like the smell of your own farts? I don't get it.
Because mine are amazing.
No, but why is it? It must be a neurological thing. There must be some part of your brain that knows, yes, this belongs to me.
It's probably it's probably like some kind of dominance thing.
I think so.
Probably, aye. Like spreading your pheromones, except they're smellimones.
Smelling. The thing is, it just goes to show, though, if you find your own stink bomb, you must be all right. It must be a mental thing.
See, I always described Frankie Boyle's jokes like that. Let's see, Frankie Boyle's jokes are like your own farts. And you're like, how? It's like, because it makes you go, oh.
That's true. Yeah. Right, there we go. Back to the toys.
Remember plasma balls?
Plasma balls.
You can still get them, but they're just a lot more expensive now than they were when I was... In fact, no, are they cheaper now because they're easier to make? But they're just like wee glass balls with a wee kind of electrode thing in the middle, and it's like,
oh yeah, yeah,
electricity coming off, and you actually put your fingers on the ball, and it attracts the lightning
cool
to your
hell.
Fingers. There was the coolest shop ever. My brother will remember this one. He was the one that introduced me to it. It was in Buchanan Galleries in Glasgow. Uh-huh. It was either called Stargazers or Star Chasers. I think it was Star Chasers, uh-huh. And they just sold the coolest stuff. It was all stuff like that, like plasma balls and like 3D photos and I think they sold snappers as well. I'm sure it was called Star Chasers. I'd be interested to see if that's what it was. I remember going there when I was young. That was cool.
Yeah.
Talking about games. Uh-huh. Do you remember a game called Knockout? Basically what it was,
rings a bell.
You had these different kind of coloured plastic blocks. They were kind of see-through, but they were all coloured, and you would build them into the shape of a wall.
Uh-huh.
And you used like a wee toy pneumatic drill.
So oh, yeah,
press
you knock
the
them out.
And basically you had to try and knock them out, a bit like Jenga. But I loved that when I was a kid. My sister actually bought it recently off eBay. She's got it, and it still works. The hammer works.
Yeah, that's mad.
But I like that.
I'm trying to actually. Yes, there are proper blocks. You know, they made like years later. They made like a Humpty Dumpty. And you build this wee wall out of these wee yellow cubes, and you put Humpty on the top. Just take the cubes that knock a Humpty.
Like, I remember Kerplunk didn't like that. I never
Kerplunk, I mean, you stab all the... Tell me, didn't you stab your sister or something with one of them.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, I didn't stab my sister with them.
So you did me?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
So your games like Kerplunk, Operation, Hungry Hippos. I'm pretty sure we always called it Hungry Hippos, but in America they call it Hungry Hippos because they're fatter.
Possible.
So you had that, you had The Game of Life. Do you remember The Game of Life?
The Game of Life.
Basically, it would be things like Roll the Dice, six. You go to see a mortgage advisor, pay him such and such. Honestly, it was shit like that. It was like Monopoly, but worse.
It does sound quite shit.
You had like a wee spinning wheel and that. It was my cousin that had it. My cousin actually had some really cool games. Shout out to David if you ever actually listen to this. But he had some games that sat on his shelf in his bedroom, and you weren't allowed to touch them. But we weren't, basically, because there was quite an age gap between us. I think I'm 34. I think David's 42 or 43 years now. So, but they just had the coolest boxes, like these games that he had. Like, he had Subutio, which I wasn't really that bothered about because I was never really into football, but he had this other game that still, like, I've never played it, but I always wanted to play it, and I'd kill to play it now even, just to see if it was any good. And it was called HeroQuest.
HeroQuest. Is that not like a Dungeons & Dragons thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I think. I'm trying to think. You at it again.
Oh, aye, that was me, like.
Sweet. Is there going to be a podcast where you won't flatulate?
Yes, this one.
I don't know, like, not after that. HeroQuest, I don't think I ever played it, but at least. Hey, if I said right now that we should get HeroQuest, you and I, and get a night where we'll just fucking play it, would you do it?
Aye. I mean, just look at that box. With the kind of Conan the Barbarian looking guy on it with the massive sword.
Yes. The thing is, though, it's going to cost us £150. And we're
sorry, I'll just borrow it off David. He's probably still got it.
Right, ask him. And if not, right, we could even live stream us playing that. That'd be pretty cool as shit. Everybody go to Google and Google HeroQuest. I'd be up for playing that.
It's just the coolest looking box I've ever seen for a game. It just looks amazing. Yeah. Oh,
we'll have to go halfers on it.
How have I not remembered this up until this point? What? Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Did you ever play Atmosphere?
Atmosphere.
It came with a video that you played along with the game.
I had a Star Wars game with that.
Well, this one, I had the original Atmosphere. It was spelled Atmosphere, F-E-A-R, Atmosphere.
Yeah, that's right.
Atmosphere. And the one I had... The
Skate, mate. That's a kid's game.
Yes.
see the 90s and the 80s, man. The shit, kids. No wonder we grew up not being fucking pussy bastards.
That is a kid's game. The guy that takes you through the first game is called The Gatekeeper, right? And this is how it started, right? I can still remember word for word how the game started. The lightning bolt would come out, and then his face appeared, and he'd go like this. He'd go, "So, you want to play the game? My game. By my rules, I am the gatekeeper. I rule this game, and you will obey my rules. When I speak, you will stop, and you will listen." Jeez, I can still remember all this. This is nuts.
Mate, that game... I would not give that game to my kids. And my kids can take some jets, right?
Mate, here's the scariest thing. As the game went on, he started to decompose and shit.
Yeah, mate, it's on eBay for £12.
I'm getting it.
Right, let's play that shit.
I'd love to get that.
Dude, it's £12 on eBay. That's awesome.
That's so cheap.
That guy on it is scary.
Oh no, that's not the right guy, man. That's not the right guy.
He's the guy on the front of the fucking picture.
Nah, that's not him. That must be an updated version. Try like Atmosphere 1992 or something.
Atmosphere 1992. If you're listening at home, Google Atmosphere 1992 game and just look at the picture of the crazy motherfucker that's takes the game.
That's the one. Looks like Kurt Russell.
He's not that scary.
Mate, he gets scary as it goes on. It was just such a cool game. This is how morbid it was. Your piece, like, no, in Monopoly you've got like the dog and the shoe and all that. In this you've got gravestones.
Mate, we're gonna get that and play it, right? That'd be awesome. eBay £12. We'll do it. We'll play it, right? There he goes again.
Oh man, I forgot about Atmosphere. I can't believe that. We all loved it. Like me and my sisters, we loved it. We played it all together. We played it together all the time.
Damn. I never had that. We'd play Mousetrap.
Do you remember Mr. Pop?
Mr. Pop, remember?
It was like Buckaroo with a big face. I think you'd be basically just add wee bits to his face, whether it be an eye or a nose or something like that, and eventually it would just pop up and all the pieces would fly off.
No. Was that not Buckaroo?
It was like Buckaroo. But it was called Mr. Pop.
Mr. Pop. I don't recall Mr. Pop.
Google it. You might recognise it when you see it. You've been Googling everything through this.
Well, I like to familiarise myself. Mr. Pop, the game. Mr. Pop. Don't know, like, it doesn't seem to be ringing a bell.
I'm sure it was called Mr. Pop.
I do remember Mr. Pop. I do. It's this motherfucker with a moustache.
That's the one.
I remember him. That's right, you put all the stuff on and you just ping forward, eh?
Aye, it was just like Buckaroo with a face.
Yeah.
Should have called it Pussaroo.
Fast forward to like 2001, maybe. There came a game that I actually want to get again, right? And it's called Roulette, right? And there's four thumb pieces. It's a circle game, circular, and on each side there's a slot for your thumb, so four people can hold on to this. You insert your thumb and you press the button. So four people have their thumb in this wee wheel. And what happens is you press the button and then the light goes. And then whoever it stops on gets electrocuted to fuck.
I remember that. I totally remember that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can we cut here for a second? Right, I really, really, really need a shit. It's just
fucking
just came
hell,
on all of a sudden.
Man.
I'll come back and then we'll wrap up, alright?
Right, no worries, son.
Don't you fucking dare leave this in. you're gonna fucking leave that in, aren't you?
Just say to my wife, alright, John went for a shite, but I'm gonna keep it in. I'll obviously put the ad in, but I'll just be like, yeah, look, can we cut that from in that shit?
I'll leave it up to your better judgment.
Right, okay. No. Sorry, we're just pretty much wrapping it up now, then, eh?
Aye. Yeah.
No worries. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back. Yeah. So, that was a cool ad in that space. Or was it?
I don't know.
Might not have been an ad. regardless, we had Jordan had engagements elsewhere, so we had to stop for a wee 5 minute. Mate, I'm actually surprised you were that quick. You just want to tell the guys where you went.
Went for a poo poo.
So
it was sudden onset poo syndrome. Sorry.
I'll be motherfucking late. So just before we wrap down on this show, we're obviously talking about toys. We've had great experience with toys from the 90s and 80s. You guys comment on our social media and all that. Tell us if you have still got any toys from way back when or anything we've mentioned. And if there's toys you guys have, go onto the Jibber Jabber community page on Facebook. Just type in Jibber Jabber community or www.facebook.com/groups/JibberJabberCommunity and just share a post, say, in relation to your episode about the toys. Get us some of my favourite toys and, you know, shoot the shit with us about the toys.
Yep.
And make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Spotify and everywhere that has toys.
And speaking of the 80s, please get onto bathgatecinema.co.uk and buy your tickets for Labyrinth for our cinema takeover. Well, I fucking said it. Get online, get your tickets booked. It's on the 12th of May at 10:30 in the morning. So,
yes,
there seems to be a lot of interest outside the Jibber Jabber community on this one. So, please get on and book your tickets as soon as, or you might miss out on this one.
You actually might. We're really looking forward to it. This is our second time around doing the cinema takeover. Who'd have thought a small little podcast? J Mac and myself would be hosting our own 80s, back to the 80s movie with a cinema takeover for the second time. The first one was a success, and the second one looks even bigger with the Labyrinth. So we'd really love for you guys to go ahead and book your tickets so that you don't miss out if you're interested in coming to see it. And make sure when you're there, you sing along.
Yeah, let's make it a sing along. Fuck it.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Who do?
You do.
Do what?
Buy your fucking tickets.
That's called aggressive sales tactics. I think that's against the law now.
So yeah, make sure you come along. Support local business. Let's keep that cinema open. Let's make sure that we go there for all our needs. Or cinematic needs.
Yeah, I was going to say cinematic needs. if you go there for other needs, you might get kicked out.
Or you might just have your needs fulfilled.
This is not the Stallion Cinema. I'm Robert. I'm Andy.
definitely. Support us in supporting the community. We actually don't make any money from any of this. We actually put money into it to make it happen, so bear in mind that what you're doing has an effect on the community, and when you buy your ticket, you're helping a business that could do with the help to stay open to make sure we have home away from home. So, upon closing, I've had a great time talking about toys. If we missed anything, please let us know. If you want us to talk about a little bit more, or even if you have any good subjects you'd like to hear us talk about, hit us up on the Jibber Jabber community. Make sure you go and check out all our old videos on YouTube and all our past podcasts on Podomatic, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, anywhere that you get podcasts. Apparently everybody's uploading them. Right? You look like you're about to interject. So like,
yes, that is true. That is true. Also, I noticed that the community page went up to 447 again after the drop off to 446 because of
death.
That's
because we lit a candle. I can't no go back now. I've lit a candle.
I'd actually feel quite bad if it turns out that person did actually die, and that's why they're not subscribing anymore.
But if they died, they couldn't unsubscribe.
Somebody could do it in their name.
Oh, wait a minute. Wee John's just died. I better go into that Jibber Jabber community page and unsubscribe him.
Yep, that's what happened.
And on that note, we'll see you on the next show. Also, coming very soon to you is the deep dive of the movie Philadelphia. Had a bit of technical issues, shall we say, but the that episode is on its way.
Let's tell them what it is. Tell them what the technical issues are, because they're probably still going to spot some of it.
Aye, right, so...
So, one of the issues is that my headphones, they don't just put sound into my ear. They also put sound out the way, apparently, because I had them too loud, and you can hear, like, a double voice coming from Kevin sometimes, so he's working on editing that out. And
yeah,
also,
so that'll take me 3 weeks.
Also, my fucking nose. Remember those whistles that were sweeties when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of... Aye. That's what my nose does for some reason, and it's just really distracting. So like, even now, I'm having to consciously breathe through my mouth so you don't hear this. Ready? It's quite mild just now, actually.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But it whistles. So, the next one may have a few issues like that, but please listen anyway. It'll not be too bad. Kevin can work his magic on it. And,
absolutely. I'm going to do my absolute greatest.
I think Kev's wee man cave is haunted.
Did you hear that too? Do you know what it was? It was my Halloween still frame that fell over.
And on that note, we'll see you in your sleep. Right, catch you on the flip side, folks. Thank you.